Okay, today's daf is Kuf Vav. Where today's daf was Zecha Nishmas Esther Leah Bashlomo, whose yahrzeit is today. The Shlomo should have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of a story. So maybe let's just go back to quickly run through the story, and then we'll keep going. So Rav Anan Asa, let's go back to the two dots by Rav Anan. So Rav Anan Asa, who gaver kanta the Galili Legili. The guy brought him a basket of small fish. We were talking about taking bribes, with judges taking bribes. So Amarle, Rav Anan said to this person, "My Abiyatech, what are you doing here?" Amarle says to him, "Dini Isli, I have a din with you." So Lo Kibin Lemine, so Rav Anan didn't take the basket of fish. Amarle, so he says to the person, "Psin Lachaldine, by giving me the basket of fish, you're apostling me to no longer judge." So Amarle, the guy says, "Rav Anan, Dina de Mar Lo Ba'in, I don't want you to judge me, but Kabul Kilkabi Mar, please take the basket of fish, Kilo Liman Marme Akruvi Bikurim, because I don't want you to withhold my ability to give Bikurim, and how is this Bikurim? Because we learned from Elisha, the Tanya of Ish Ba Mibal Shlosha Vayove Leishon Him Lechem Bikurim, Esrim Lechem Sarim Yikar Vitziklo, no, Vichy Elisha Ochel Bikurim Havi, was Elisha eating Bikurim?" Rashi says either because he was a Kohen, Tosa says because he was in the Shomron.
Fish?
What?
Bikurim is not fish.
Well, this is, no, the guy brought him fish. And this is a story, this is a pasuk brought in Sefer Malachim. So, V'chi Elisha Ocha Bikurim Havei, was right, it was V'yev Elishim Lechem Bikurim, that's another question, maybe it was bread. Still, of course, Rashi says it wasn't a Kohen. Tosfos says he wasn't in Yerushalayim. So, V'chi Elisha Ocha Bikurim Havei, Ela Lomachah Shekola, maybe Dorah L'Tamil Chacham, whoever brings a present to Tamil Chacham, Kilo Makir Bikurim, as if he's Makir Bikurim. Bikurim's idea of being Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maki, so here you take Maki the Tamil Chacham. Amrele, Kabule Lo Ba'inon. Ikval. Originally, I didn't want to take it, but Hashda Demartli Taima Mikablina. But now that you told me the reason is because it's Bikurim, I'll accept it. So, what happens? The guy still has a judge, has a din. So, what's going to be? So, Sadre the Kamid Rav Nachman. So, Rav Anan sends him to Rav Nachman. So, Rav Nachman should be the judge.
So, Rav Nachman. He disqualified himself.
So, he's not being the judge.
Right.
So, he sent him somewhere else. So, Sadre the Kamid Rav Nachman. He sent him a letter that says, "Nidane Marla Hai Gavra, you should judge this person. You, Rav Nachman, should judge this person. The Anon, because me, Anon, a Pesinel and the Dine, I'm possible to judge him." So Amar, so Rav Nachman says, "Me the Shalach Lihachi, the fact that Rav Anon sent me this letter and that he's possible, so he assumed, what's his possible? What's the Psulim? What's the Shmam? Not Karavinu. He must be a Karov. Therefore, he's a Karov to a Talmud Chacham, and that's why he's possible. So I'll judge him." But also, at that moment, have caught him. Dina di asmi kamei. Rav Nachman was sitting about to judge a case of Yisomim. Amar. So Rav Nachman says to himself, "Hayasei v'hayasei." They're both. I have two mitzvahs to say in front of me. To judge. The Rashi says mitzvahs hadayonim asa v'shatam tzelek. Had the asay to judge the Yisomim now. It was the say of asay of Kavod Torah. Right. The asay of, because he assumed that this guy was the Karov of Rav Anan, so I have to say a Kavod Torah of Rav Anan to judge his family member or his alleged family member.
Why would he not think that's a bribe?
Why would who not think it's a bribe? Rav Nachman never saw this as a bribe.
Let's make him offense.
What do you mean?
He's getting a call from somebody.
I'm possible from judging this guy. You judge him. What do you think the reason is?
I recuse myself.
You judge. Why you assume?
He referred.
It's a referral. I'm possible. So I've had to recuse myself. Now you judge. So Rav Nachman.
Well, I mean,
Rav Nachman.
If I was thinking it's a relative, I would say to myself, "Well, if you want me to judge your relative, that means that it's a bribe already."
What's it to do with another? What do we do with another? It's no bribe.
I'm getting from this
that, a favor.
He's asking for a favor.
No, he's saying this guy needs to be judged. I can't judge him. You judge him.
So why does he think it's a relative?
Because why else would he be possible?
Am I missing something here?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go further.
No, so guy came to Rav Anan. Guy came to Rav Anan, gave him a gift. Rav Anan said, "Now I can't judge you."
Right.
Okay, so Rav Anan sends this guy to Rav Nachman, says, "Rav Nachman, you judge him." But he doesn't tell him the reason why, he just says, "I'm puzzled."
Right.
I'm puzzled for judging him. So Rav Nachman assumed the reason why you're puzzled, he never dreamed that the reason why you're puzzled is because there was a bribe here. He assumed the reason why you're puzzled is because you're a Karov. Right. So therefore, since you're a Karov, I'll judge him. But now I got a problem. Well,
it's more common to be a karov than just to take a bribe.
So Rav Nachman now says, "Okay, he's Rav Anan's karov. Let me. I'll make him go first. I'll put him first. That's the problem." So stocking the deal.
That's
what
a higher thing.
But there's no bribe.
It feels like it's a bribe.
So this guy can never be judged by anyone.
Don't say anything. Go to another. So
he didn't say anything. That's the problem.
He didn't say anything. He just sent this guy to Rav Nachman.
No, he assumed. That's what bothered me.
Rav Nachman made it, but so I make the assumption, therefore it's a bribe?
No, but you're asking for a favor. That's what bothers me.
He's not asking for a favor.
Okay, let's go.
He's just saying, judge him because I can't. That's not a favor.
What
he never told him he's a my Karov.
What's a Hayasei Mahayasei?
That's the question. One say was that he has to judge the Yisomim, and the other say is that he has to judge the friend of the Talmud Chacham. It's interesting language.
So that's a say?
Yeah, I don't know. So he says, I say the Kavod Torah Adif, the say of Kavod Torah is first, and Sakla Din the Yasme, and he throws away, he stops judging the Yisomim, but Atin Adina, he judges this guy. So came in the Chazal Baldine, so the other litigants saw that Rav Nachman made this fish bearer guy jump the line. So he got a little nervous. Must be that he likes him more. So came in the chazal dina yikari the ka'avidle. So the istam tanase. And then he got quiet. He got so nervous he couldn't make his claims. So therefore you can't do that. You can't jump. You can't have the guy jump the line. So Rav Anan. So now the problem is over here. Rav Anan did something wrong, right? What Rav Anan did something wrong? Rav Anan because of him, a litigant now wasn't able to make his claims. He wasn't clear enough. He wasn't clear enough what to do. Maybe, like you said, maybe he should have said, judge this guy. Here's a case for you. So Rav Anan had a regular Eliyahu lost the Gabe. Rav Anan had Eliyahu, used to learn with Eliyahu Navi. Tavi Masli Seder Eliyahu. Used to teach him, Tavi Eliyahu, I guess. He used to teach him Seder Eliyahu. So Istalik, after the story, Rav Eliyahu Navi didn't come to him anymore. So Yosef Vistanisa, he sat in Tainis, Ubay Rachmi Vasa, and then he got the tshuva, and Eliyahu came back. But Kiyasa Havi Mavi Lehuti, when he came back in such a way that Rav Anan was scared. It was no longer a one-on-one chavrusa, now it was a chavrusa of unequals, and Rav Anan was scared. So what did he do? Va'avet Tevusa V'yasek Hamei Ada Apet Lesidra. He made some sort of box that Rav Anan would sit in and learn from Eliyahu from the outside. Behind the Amri, Seder Eliyahu Rabba, Seder Adel Zuta. There are two Seder Eliyahus. So Seder Eliyahu Rabba, Rashi says, Ishalama Chutz L'Teva, and Seder Eliyahu Zuta, the smaller Seder Eliyahu, Shalama B'Tocha Teva. That's what he learned when he was inside. So the two, I guess two times the Beir Eliyahu, there's two Seder Eliyahus. One, that the larger one is he learned when he was outside, he learned 101 with Eliyahu, and the smaller one he learned later when he was learning with Eliyahu, but when he was hiding in the box. The Marsha says that it was Nida Kenegan Nida. So what happened was, the problem that he did, number one, was he took the food. He should never have taken the food to begin with, even if it's for this Bikurim idea. He should never have taken the food. So he sits in Tainus, and therefore he gets Kapara for that. And then the other thing was, because he did this whole thing, the other litigant got scared. Wasn't able to make his claim. So that's why he got scared also, and he had to learn in the box. Okay. So now that since we mentioned Elisha, the story of Elisha before, we're going to go bring a little bit more of what happened with Elisha, or we're going to reference it. B'shnei de Rav Yosef have a ritcha. During the years of Rav Yosef, there was anger, which means Rashi means ra. There was anger. Rashi says kaz shamakom uba ra v'olam. So Amar Rabbanu Rav Yosef. Rabbanu said to Rav Yosef, libar marachmi. You Rav Yosef, you should daven on our behalf that maybe Hashem would stop the famine. Amrlo, he says to them, Hashda, well, how can I be the Uma Elisha, when it came to Elisha, who had more zechus than me, because he taught so many talmidim, dechi havi rabbanim iftim mikamei, because when the rabbanim would leave from him, havi pashi trei afan amasa rabbanim, 2,200 talmidim would stay by his table. Right, he still had 2,200 talmidim would stay by his table, and beidin ritzka lo havi barach. Remember the story in over there is that when there was this anger or famine, he did not daven. I, who have a smaller amount of talmidim, should daven, which doesn't go against like, the entire Maseches Tainus, where you would daven when there was no rain, when there was famine, they would all daven. That was the whole Maseches Tainus. And here he's not. I don't get it. I don't understand. Yeah. Okay. So, Umimai de Poyashachi, how do we know that he had 2,200 talmidim to sit by his table to eat about Elisha? Because the Pasuk says, this is in Melachim Bey's Perek Dalet, there was a present of bread that a person brought. And it was, I think it was 22 loaves of bread. But Yom Mishar so Elisha's servant said, Ma ten zeh lifnei me'ish. I can give this to 100 men. So, meaning it's not enough. But he says, my lifnei me'ish. Elaim the kulu lifnei me'ish. If you say it's really 100 people, so 22 loaves of bread in front of 100 people should be sufficient. But Mishnei Betzoris, right, Mishnei Betzoris, two v'havel, that's sufficient. If you do 22 loaves of bread to 100 people. Ella, the kol chad echad. Rather, it was one loaf of bread for 100 people. So therefore, the kol chad echad kamei me'ish. Each loaf of bread before 100 people, if you had 22 loaves of bread, one loaf of bread going for 100 people, that's 2,200 people, and that's why we had 2,200 talmidim at this table. So now, the Gemara is just going to go through how many talmidim certain individuals had. When the Talmidim would leave the house of leave their house from the Beis Medrash of Rav, how many people would stay to eat would be Alfa Umasan, which is 1,200. Okay, I'm not sure if they're trying to say show how many people there were, or to show that
remained,
or to show that from Elisha down it was less people. I mean, it was Yerida, or just saying how many people that they had. 800 Talmidim used to stay. Rav Huna have a darish betleisa amoroi. Rav Huna had 13, human megaphones when he gave the shiur. 13 amoroi who would scream out what he was saying. He have kamei rabbanim l'sifat Rav Huna v'nafsi gam yili mayu. When the rabbanim would leave the yeshiva Rav Huna and they would, they would drag their cloaks on the floor because they used to sit on the floor. They would raise the dust. Have salik afka v'kasla yoma. The dust would go up and would make it dark. The Ami Ma'arava is amazing. And they would say in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Huna bivavla. Ah, it's so dark and dusty, such a sandstorm. They must be getting up from the yeshiva of Rav Huna. I don't know if I can say this. It's impossible to see a sandstorm in Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. So I think what it might be saying is that they would use it as a reference. Meaning, if there would be so much dust or sandstorm in Eretz Yisrael, they would describe it as, it's such a sandstorm, like the sandstorm that takes place in Bava when they get up from Rav Huna. It's, okay. Ki miftere rabbanim ibe rabba Rav Yosef. When the Talmidim would leave from Rabba Rav Yosef, havu paishe arba meir rabbanon. They would only leave over 400. So, v'karu nafshayu yasme. And Rabba Rav Yosef would call themselves Yisomim, because we only have 400. At least you had 2,200. At least you had 1,200. We only have 400. They call themselves Yisomim. When they would tell me them would leave Abaye, and some say from the house of Rav Papa, and some say from the house of Rav Ashi, 200 Rabbanim would be left over. And they would call themselves Yasmi the Yasmi. They were the Yisomim of the Yisomim because they had so few Talmidim who would stay at their table. I think that means that there are 200 permanent Talmidim. The rest is everybody coming from the Yarchi Kala used to come and come to learn.
200 is not chopped liver either.
No. Well, if you have a proliferation, it really depends on how many yeshivas are in existence. If there's only one yeshiva, then it's not so much. If it's an Eretz Yisrael now, when you have...
There's only two yeshivas.
Right, every time Dick and Harry opens up a yeshiva and tries to get on a joint program so they can spend $20,000 on the yeshiva, then you tell 200 is a lot.
Right. It's interesting that they're going down from thousands to 200.
Right, but they're going from generation, right? From 2,200 to 1,200 to 800.
Yeah,
they're going down. Okay. So the Gemara had mentioned before about the Gozei Gzeiros. The Mishnah also mentioned the Gozei Gzeiros Rishalayim. And the Gemara mentioned they took their salary from the Trumas Halishka, from the Masos HaShekel over there. The Gemara now brings more people who take their schar from the Trumas Halishka. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Redifa, Amar Rav Ami, Mivakrei Mumim Shavushalayim. Mivakrei Mumim Shavushalayim. The people who were Baki, and they would sit in Yerushalayim, and they would bring the animals in front of them to see whether they were Mum Kavua or not, to see whether or not they're Pasul or not to go on the Mizbeach. Hayu Notun Sechar Mitrumas Halishka. They would take their Sechar from the Trumas Halishka. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Talmidei Chachamim Hamalavdim Hilchos Shchita L'Kohanim. The Talmidei Chachamim who would teach Hilchos Shchita to Kohanim, who would need to Shechta Karbanos, Hayonot Mischarim Mitzumas Halishka. They would also take their salary from Mitzumas Halishka. Just in here, you don't have the whole to do with Shchita is Kasher Bazar. But nevertheless, you have to teach the Kohanim to do Shchita. Maybe there's a whole machlokas whether or not Shchita Kasher Bazar means if it's done by Zar, it's Kasher. Or there's others who say it really should be done by the Zar, or some will say it really should be done by the Kohen. So you put this on the list of what seems to be a riot that should be done by the Kohen, because you have to teach the Kohen to do the Shechita. We want the Kohanim.
During the year, it's probably done by Kohen, but during high season...
Who knows? Maybe the Korban Pesach. Yeah. Right, so there's this Gemara. I forgot where it was.
Not possible.
Well, they had all the Kohanim coming.
It wasn't Yuma.
But
You're talking about the roles of how many.
Right, you get all the roles of Kohanim that would check. I don't know, are Josephus' number legit with that many people coming?
Nobody has any
idea. Right, so.
Even if you assume it's half right.
It's still a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
Right, Amar Gidl Amarav. Talmidei Chachamim Hamelamdim Hilchos Kmitza. Those who teach Hilchos Kmitza to Kohanim were also Noten Tzchar Mitrumas Halishka. Tosfos points out, well, so we have the three types of karbanos. There's animals, there's mincha, and there's birds. Where's the people teach Malika?
Yeah.
So Tosfos says Malika is part of Shkita. It's the same. It's totally different, but Tosfos says no, no choice.
Why do they hire people to teach them? Why can't the Kohanim?
They don't know how.
What do you mean?
They have to teach them.
That's their job.
What?
That's their job. The job is to do this.
So you have someone. So
hire outside people.
There's always somebody who's more of an expert to teach. You have an expert in Shoku.
How'd that happen?
Why you just teach the first generation and then they teach the next?
Yeah. Why do you have to hire outside
should
people?
Be keeping it in-house.
They never do it, these people.
Why not? They never do it. They can do it.
A Zar can't do Kmitza.
Oh, you're talking about Kemitza.
Yeah, and even Shkita.
Or Malika.
No, the Zark can do Shkita, no problem.
I understand, he could. Well, the Kaham, that's what they do all day.
Right.
They can't do Malika, though.
What's going on here?
My answer is because Kohanim are family members. My father can teach me how to drive. It's ridiculous. He knew how to drive. I got to get somebody else.
Can't hold your own son.
Can't hold your own son, so. I don't know.
Very solid.
I don't know.
Very solid answer.
fine. That's sort of a. I'm a Litza, but whatever. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav.
I didn't teach him how to do that. I learned that they had to hold it and then spill it in.
Yeah, yeah.
That they don't have to teach him that they know how to do already? Who teaches them that? Not only a Kohen does.
Who teaches them the Zeriko? Who teaches them this? You have everything that the Kohen has to do.
So I understand. I'm not complaining.
So maybe, because I don't know, maybe when, maybe when you start including all these other things, it means you're talking about the avodos. I hear what you're saying, but how would a non-Kohen know how to do Malika? Like, when did he learn it? Like, for what purpose?
Exactly.
If non-Kohen's doing Malika, all he's doing is creating the Velas.
Right. Exactly.
Right here.
He could do Kavitsa in his kitchen, but what's the point of that?
Well, I guess that's why we have to learn kachim, because when Mashiach comes, we'll teach the Kohanim, and we'll get paid to have the Trumas
Halishka.
Clearly. Right. When Mashiach comes, you'll have a better teacher.
But we'll not get into that. How do you, where does it say that? Where does it say that?
Assumption. Only I'll know you come in. He say, teach me your times and kushes for advice.
Okay.
He's going to be the one who's going to teach us everything.
Teach me your times and kushes for advice means we'll be able to suffix. What the halacha is, he'll teach us. Doesn't say anywhere that he's going to teach you. Doesn't say anywhere he's going to teach you. Who says it's going to be supernaturally? We're going to have to learn. I know. We're going to lose the. We're going to go on. Actually, go on the wings of eagles. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Nashim ha'argos b'parochos. The women who sewed the parochos, the curtains. Not on schar mitrumas halishka. The idea is anything that seems to be done have to have something to do with karbanos, because the trumas halishka was taken for the karbanos tzibur. So if something had to do with karbanos, then you can take the money, the payment from the trumas halishka. So here we have the parochas. So what's the parochas have to do with the karbanos that you take in trumas halishka? That's why Rav Nachman says
it's upkeep,
right? But it's not temple upkeep. Temple upkeep should come from the bedek habayis. That's right. The next line, Vani Omer mikatche bedek habayis. Whole parochos takas binyan asuyos. The parochos were instead of walls. Rashi brings down that in the second Beis Hamikdash we didn't have the walls between the kodesh and the kodeshim. They didn't know where to put it. That these two curtains. Remember, the Maron Yoma says that the Kohen went through the right on the north side and they walked through. That is two curtains with the amma in between. So that's instead of the binyan. So when I said the binyan, he says it's for bedek habayis. Others will say, yes, you sprinkled blood on the parochas. If you sprinkle blood on the parochas, it has what to do with karbanos. So only something that has to do with karbanos that's come from the Trumas Halishka. That has to do with the binyan of the binyan, that should come from bedek habayis. So meisve. So now we're going to bring a brisa that goes not like Rav Nachman. Nashim argos to parochos, the women who sowed the parochos, the beis garmu al meis lechem upon him, and the beis garmu were the only ones who knew how to do the lechem upon him. U beis avtinos al meis ketoros, they had the secret of the ketoros. Kulan hayinokel skar mitrumas halishka, they would take the trumas money from the trumas halishka. You see, the parochos was from the trumas halishka. So Rav Nachman had a problem because you said it comes from bedek habayis. So he says no, the two different types of parochos. Hasam bidivavei. There we're talking about the brisa that says you take it from the Trumas Halishka.
gates.
By the gates. So which one is which? So the one that are by the gates, the one that are by the gates, that is from Bedek Havayis. No, those are... that's not
the...
The
ones by the Heichal are the ones...
The ones in the Heichal are for Bias. Are for Bedek Havayis. Because that is for, instead of a wall. So that comes Bedek Havayis. These are for Tznius, right?
This is for, yeah, for the gates.
And that's taken from the Lishka. Okay.
Truth is, it's part of Bedek
Havayis. Also, yeah.
I don't know.
The Amar Rabbi Zeira Marav, because Rabbi Zeira said the name of Rav, Shloshos HaBrochos, like Mikdash, there were 13, to Mikdash Sheni, there were 13 curtains, Mikdash Sheni, Shiva connected Shiva Sharim, 7 in the 7 gates that were into the Yazara, Echol Epistol Shehechol, 1 when you walked into the Hechol, Echol Epistol Ulam, 1 when you walked into the Ulam, Shnayim Bedvir, 2 that were in the Dvir, that's instead of the wall that would separate between the Heichal and Kodesh Kodashim, Ushnayim Kenedim Aliyah, and then in the roof or on top of the Heichal, there were also two curtains to separate the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim. So the two that curtains, and the two different types of curtains. What some of the curtains are similar, some of the curtains are instead of the Binyan, and some of the curtains are for Tznius Bahama. The Tznius Bahama, I don't know why it makes a difference where they seem to all to be for the purposes of the Binyan. They're gates.
Yeah, that's exactly there. In lieu of doors and walls.
Right, so if they're in lieu of doors and walls, then they're all for Binyan. And they should be from Bedek Havayis.
Right.
Why are some from Lishka? Okay.
Why would there be a separation in the Aliyah?
Because
into the
Rashi says lahavdil ben aliyas heichal aliyas kodesh kedoshim v'kam heim b'makom amatraksin. There used to be a wall there. It would separate between on top. They would separate.
There's another
kodesh kedoshim. There's another kodesh kedoshim. It was still.
As a high wall.
It was a high wall.
A very long chamber
on top. So they had a separation there as well.
So it wasn't a second.
It was like a second floor. Like a second floor. Yeah. Tana Rabbanan. Noshim hamigadlos b'neiem lepara, the women who raised their sons to be ones who would be for the parah duma. These were they lived on these stilts. They never touched the ground. They had to be perfectly tar. These were they used to sprinkle it onto the kohen themselves. They used to deal with the eifah parah duma. They used to deal with the mayim. They had to be perfectly pure. So noshim hamigadlos b'neiem lepara hayu notlos secharon mitrumas halishka. They would also take the money from the Trumas Halishka. But Abishal Omer, Nashim Yikaro Shvishlayim, Hayuzos Osan Mufaras Osan. Now, that area was sponsored. Yeah, the wealthy women in Yerushalayim would sponsor it. They wouldn't be the wall, the sponsorship, Paraduma Center. That's what they had. It was sponsored. Okay. So, Ba'imine Rav Huna Meirav. So Huna asks the following question from Rav. Klisharis. Rashi says Klisharis. Shemesharsin behen b'mizbeach achitzon. So binyan shalavanim. Klisharis that are used to the kelim, that are used for the blood and everything, that are used to used outside of the mizbeach achitzon. Mizbeach achitzon is a mizbeach avanim, and therefore it's considered part of the binyan. It's part of the. It's not a kli itself. It's part of the binyan. So what do we make? From what monies do we make the klisharis? Mahu sheyasu mikotche bedek habayis. Do we make that from bedek habayis? People donate things to the bedek habayis. You put money in the pushka for bedek habayis. Use that money to make the klisharis because sorich mizbeach ninu. Because they are like the mizbeach. They're needed for the mizbeach. The mizbeach is bayis. So you use make the klisharis from bedek habayis. Sorich mizbeach ninu. Umikotche bedek habayis asu. Oh, sorry, carbon in here. Or the klisharis is needed for the carbon. And if it's needed for the carbon, then we chumas halishka yosno. So you take over from the leftovers of the matzah shekel, from the chumas halishka. Or not even leftovers. You take over from the chumas halishka to use the, just like the kamar tzibur are brought from that money, so too the klisharis are brought from that money. So Amr lay, so Rav says, right, was it Rav says back to him? The question, right, Rav Huna asks Rav. So Rav answers back. Ein nasin elam chumas halishka. They are like karbanos, and they are brought from their money. They're used for money from chumas halishka. So esveis or fulin es rav. But we have a pasuk in divrei yomim beis perichav dalin pasuk yudalin. The pasuk says uchichalosam when they finished. Heviv if they hamelach v'hoyoda who was the kohen as shahar kasef. He brought all the leftover money. Vayasehu kelim lebeis Hashem klisharis. The leftover money that was used to build, they would make the kelim. That's better kavayis money. Building the kelim, right? This pasuk is talking about the kesef that was left over from those who were donated money for Beit HaKavayis. And the pasuk says when they finished fixing the house, the leftover money was used klei sharis. So therefore you see that klei sharis are made from kachi Beit HaKavayis. So he says, Amar lei, so Rav says, Rav Huna, da akriach ksuvei, lo akriach naviyeh. So you know ksuvim, you didn't read navi? Oh great, you bring me a pasuk from ksuvim. What about in Nevi'im? There's another pasuk in Nevi'im, because the pasuk in Nevi'im, because you brought me a pasuk from Divrei Yomim, but I'll bring you a pasuk from Malachim, in Malachim Beis, Paragid Beis, the pasuk says, Ach lo yeyaseh beis Hashem sipos. Right? Kesef, Mizmaros, Mizrakos, Kosos, Ros, Klezav, Klezav, Minyak, Kesef, Mimuva, Beis Hashem, Ki lo oseh hamalacha yitnuhu. Don't make the kalim from the leftover money. Use the leftover money to pay the workers. Let them, right? The pasuk says that we did not use the leftover money for the klisharis for the Beit HaKavayis. We use the leftover Beit HaKavayis money to pay the workers. So you see, you don't use Beit HaKavayis for the, so it says, okay, wonderful. So I didn't know that pasuk. You tell me from this pasuk to that pasuk. Well, now we have a steamer pasuk. Now I admit that my question is different. Now there's a steamer pasuk. The pasuk in Devar Yom says that they used the leftover money from Beit HaKavayis to make the klisharis. And the pasuk in Malachim says he did not use the Beit HaKavayis money to make klisharis. So what's going on? So he says, Lokasha, Kan Shagavu Hosiru, Kan Shagavu Lohosiru. So the question whether it was left over. Meaning, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that seems to indicate that they made klisharis from Maus Beit HaKavayis, that's talking about a case where they collected money for Beit HaKavayis, and there was leftover money. So if there was leftover money, they would use the leftover for the klisharis. But the Pasuk in Malachim talks about, it's not leftover money. It's mean when you're first using the Beit HaKavayis money, in the first instance, you shouldn't be using it for the klisharis. So the Gemara asks, okay, who cares whether it was leftover or not? Can you or can you not use it? If you're not allowed to use it, you're not allowed to use it. It says, V'chi gavu v'osiru mayhave. Even if you say that the Pasuk in Divrei Yom talks about whether it was leftover money, how can you use that money for the klisharis? That was for Tzorech HaBinyan. And if you can't use it for, if it has to be used for Beit HaKavayis purposes, how can you use it for the klisharis? So Amar Bivahu, Lei Basin Masin Leim. Now there's a Tanai Basin, Mitchilo, when they're Mekadish the money for Beit HaKavayis, Im Hutzuchu, Hutzuchu, Vim Lav, Yil Klisharis. When you give money for Beit HaKavayis, there's an implicit Tanai that it's for Beit HaKavayis. If there's leftover and you need it for Klisharis, you can use it for the Klisharis. So the case being is Divrei Yom was there was leftovers, therefore it can be used for, it can be used from the Beit HaKavayis. But the case in Malachim was there wasn't leftover. It was a question about whether I have the money now and I'm parsing out the money. I can't parse out the money to begin with for klisharis. Only if there's leftovers, then I can use it for klisharis. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring some machlokas tanoim as to where they got the money from the klisharis. It seems to move away from exactly our machlokas, whether it was from the Trumas Halishka or from the Beit HaKavayis. You know, we're going to bring other other possibilities. 6:45, right? Tanibe Rabbi Shmuel, Kli Sharis by Mitchumas Halishka. He says the Kli Sharis comes from Trumas Halishka, right? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, it's the same pasuk that was born in Divrei Yomim. It says Et Sha'ar HaKesef, the leftover Kesef. Right? We just saw before that this pasuk told us that it came from Beit HaKavayis. Rabbi Shmuel learned this pasuk that teaches us that it comes from Trumas Halishka. Because it says, Ezu Kesef Yishlo Shirayim. It's a Sha'ara Kesef. Which money has leftovers? Have they Omer Zet Trumas Halishka. That's the Trumas Halishka, right? Because you didn't take everything for the Kavanos Sibor. You put it into different boxes, and the leftover, right, you see, and there was leftover. So that leftover money is used for the Trumas Halishka. And after a year elapses, you can't use that money anyway for the Kavanos. So there was leftover money. So it says Sha'ara Kesef means the leftovers. The leftover money is Lishka. So the Gemara says, Have Omer Zet Trumas Halishka. V'ema Shirayim Gufayu. So the Gemara says, well, who says you can take it from the actual Trumas Halishka? Maybe it means, Shiare Kesef means only the leftovers of the Trumas Halishka. I mean, you have to wait till everything else is done. who says lechatchila you could take it that part of it's a line item of the Trumas Halishka. Maybe it's only after you used it and there's leftovers. He says, because he says you can take it directly from the Trumas Halishka. Maybe only means you can take over from the leftovers of the Trumas Halishka. No, because Amar Rava, because like Rava says, Ha Ola Ola Rishona Ha Chinama Ha Kesef Kesef Rishon Ha Ola is that we learned by pasuk that what comes first, which carbon comes first. It's a Bryce and Pesachim and Afnun Ches. How do we know that nothing should be put on the Maroch Gedola before the Evarim of the Tomid Shal Shachar? Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says over there, Ubeir Alea Kohen 18 Baboker Baboker, the Arach Alea Ha'ola. So Ha'ola means the Ola Rishon. So something here says Ha'kesef. Ha'kesef means Kesef Rishon, which means the first part of the Kesef, which means you don't have to wait for the leftovers. It's in the line item in the actual Shumas Halishka as well. So over here, so Rabbi Shmuel says that the klisharis comes from Trumas Halishka. So now we're going to ask him that from a brisa. Meisve hakitores, or what are we asking now? Well, let's see what we're asking. Hakitores, the kitores, the kol karmel tzibor, boy mit Trumas Halishka. The kitores and the karmel tzibor come from Trumas Halishka. Mizbach hazohav, which is the insar mizbeach, that's like a kli, right? The levona and the levona, which would go on the shulchan lechem upon him. Uklisharis and klisharis by me mosar nesachim. It comes from the leftover nesachim. Another sheet, new sheet here, but not. It's a question on everything. It's coming from the leftover nesachim. What's the leftover nesachim? That's the profit that the hekdesh would get when they would buy the libation, when they buy the wines. Right. The idea is Rashi brings down two deos. Right. Mosar nesachim. Pligim of meseches menachos perek shtei midos. Rabbi Chir bar Yosef Amar birutze midos. Shahamaspikin Salatos, Shekibu Mos, Hector to Suffix Latos, Kolimos Hashanah, Mordel Hector's Medium of Uretzes. They used to get the extra. I think I meant that whenever they would sell, they would get the better price. If they would buy or sell, they would get a better price. Somehow they would always. Hector's always wins. The house always wins. And they would always get extra. They would use that money, whatever profit they would get, they would use that money to buy, to do the klisharis. And then the brisa continues. That's the kasha. The brisa continues. Mizbach ha'ola, the outside mizbeach, and alishkos va'azaros boy mikatcha betekabayis. That is all betekabayis items. Chutz lechomos hazara, except for the wall of the ezros and nashim on the outside. That's boy mishayari halishkos. That's more from the leftovers of the lishkos. Zoe shishanino. That's what we learned. Chomos ha'ir mitolosev v'chotzar ha'ir boy mishayari halishka. That kasha is, says here, klisharis comes to the Moser Nesachim. And not like we said before, they come from the Trumas Halishka or even from the Vedic Abayas. So Tanahi, it must be Tzamachokas Tanahim. Some say the klisharis comes from the Moser Trumas Halishka, and some say it comes from the Moser Nesachim. But no one seems to indicate here that it comes from Vedic Abayas, which is how we are it. Our original Machlokas topic was whether is it from Vedic Abayas or is it from Lishka? And now we're going on and we're sort of leaving the Bedek Abayas opinion on the side and saying, is it from Trumas Lishka or from Moser Nesachim? So Tanahi, Ditnan, we have a Mishnah, I believe it's in Shkalim. Mosar Truma. So this is the Trumas Lishka, the money that was given to the Lishka and left over on Rosh Chodesh, the following Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So from there, from that moment on, you have to take from the new Truma. So what do you do with the leftover? Mahayu Osin Ba? They said, the Mishnah says, Rikue Zahav Tzipur Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Used to buy gold to fix the gold in the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, he says, Moser Peiros. It's the profit that they would make from selling fruits, right? The Ketz HaMizbeach. They would use that money to buy olos, to be makrev on the Mizbeach when there weren't any other karbanos. That's usually in the summer. That's why it's Ketz HaMizbeach, I heard. Because in the summer, the long days, there'd be some times that there wouldn't be anything on the Mizbeach. But Ketz Tayetz, play on the word, that's what they have it over there. Mosar Truma, and the Mosar Truma, right, the leftover, the Truma, Rabbi Shmuel says, that's the Klisharis. So you see here, Trumas Halishka, Rabbi Shmuel's Lushitaso, Trumas Halishka, that he says the Mosar Trumas Halishka. That's funny. Because we just said before, Rabbi Shmuel, the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel said, it comes from Trumas Halishka, and we asked, oh, how do you know it's from the Trumas Halishka? Maybe it's from Mosar? We learned out HaKesef. Here, Rabbi Shmuel says it actually comes from the leftover. Okay? Mosar Truma L'Klisharis. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he says, no, I disagree with both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shmuel. Mosar Truma L'Ketzim Mizbeach. Mosar Nesachim L'Klisharis. He says the Moser Truma goes for Ketz Mizbeach, and it's the Moser Nesachim that's used to buy the Klisharis. And Reb Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer, he seems to be like the most viable witness. But Reb Chanina Skana Kohanim says, I was there and I saw it. Moser Nesachim, the Moser Nesachim is for the Ketz Mizbeach, and Moser Truma the Klisharis. And the leftover from the Truma goes for the Klisharis. But Vizeh Vizeh, both Rabbi Kiva and Reb Chanina Skana Kohanim, lo hayu modim peros. They have no concept of Moser Peros. Don't even have a concept of Moser Peros. We'll see why. So Peros Mahi. So what is money? What is Moser Peros? What are we calling? We have this whole idea of Moser Peros that Rabbi Shmuel says that the Moser Peros is used for Ketz Mizbeach, and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanan Kohanim don't even hold that it exists. So what's Peros? The Sanya. We have a bracelet that says Moser Truma. Money that's left over in the Truma Salishka, Mahayu Osinba. What would they do with that? Lochim Peros Bezol, they would buy the Peros cheap. Umochrono Sambayokir, and then they would sell it high. House always wins. The Haschachar and the profit between the two, Makitzim Boaz HaMizbeach, they would use that money to, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they would use that money for when the Mizbeach was sitting idle, so the Mizbeach wouldn't sit idle and you would have Korbanos. The Zohi Shishaninu, and that's what we mean when we learned in the Mishnah by Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel said, Moser Peros Lakitzim Mizbeach. Fine. So my, and the Mishnah says, Zevezel lo hayu modim peros. Both from Chanina Skana Kohanim and Rabbi Kiva agreed, and they argued with Mishmol that there is no concept of Moser Peros. So the Tanan, because we have a Mishnah that says, what does that mean? So in order to answer that, they bring a Mishnah, another Mishnah in Shkalim. The Tanan, Moser Shiari HaLishka, the leftover money in the Lishka, Mahayu Osim Behen, what would they use that for? Lochim Behen, they would use that to buy Yeno Shmanim Vislasos. To buy flour and oil and wine cheap and sell it at expensive. The haschal lehektesh, and the profit would go to the hektesh to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer ain mistakrin bishal hektesh. We don't use hektesh to as a merchant. Hektesh is not a merchant to go out and sell. It's not its job. Royalty does not go out to the marketplace and go to the shuk to sell. Ain mistakrin bishal hektesh. Af lo bishal aniyim. You don't invest the money of the aniyim either. The kupa of the money that's given for the kupa of the aniyim should not be invested. You have to stay liquid for that purpose. Why not? Bishal hektish my time alo. Ein aniyis mak mashirus. You don't by buying and selling. Looks like you're trying to make money. What does the hektish need to make money for? That's not the word. That's not what we have to go out and we have to buy and sell in the marketplace. The hektish doesn't do that. Ein aniyis mak mashirus. Worked out multiple times in shots that concept. And bishal aniyim my time alo. Why don't you invest or sell use the monies of aniyim? Because dilma misramil huaniyah v'lekli mesivle. You need to be liquid because maybe aniyim's going to come and you can it's all tied up on currency or in the foreign exchange. I don't have any money now because I'm invested in the market. You have to be liquid because when aniyim come, you have what to do. So basically, we had a big machlok. We had a bunch of shittos as what we did, where the klisharis came from. Klisharis first said bedik abayis trumas alishka. Then we say the trumas alishka, maybe from the moser truma again, or maybe from the moser nesachim, or maybe from the moser truma again. Right. So we had three or four different shittos. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's daf was learned lezecha nishmas Esther Leia Bas Shlomo was your site this today. Neshama Shavu'liyah. Everybody have a wonderful day. Good and chodesh.